best-selling hoodie. Yeah. So
is it really?
Yeah.
I'm also just not a fan of the color pink.
So you can blame me all you want to. I'll take full blame for creating one of our best-selling hoodies. Oh, we live.
There we go.
Let me see.
Is this thing on?
I don't know. Let's see.
Hold on, is this one on?
Is that the proper position?
Up is the proper position.
Okay, there we go.
I see everybody. Good, good, good.
Yeah.
Now let me
show. I only know two positions, so that's it.
That is unfortunate.
Hey, I'm 45, Mecca.
So? Shouldn't you know more?
No, okay. No and use are two different things.
Okay.
Yes,
You said no.
Yeah, I read a whole Kama Sutra book.
Yeah, but at 45, you should still know more positions. You should still know. No.
Put in play?
No. You said no. You said
you did say no.
So yeah, they're in there. Yes.
Yeah.
They're just not out here?
They ain't coming out? No. For who? For what?
I don't know that there's a... is there like a... Are there positions that you just be like, yo, I'm not...
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Like, I don't know about for the guys. I know, like, for girls, it's like, no, we not doing that today. I ain't stretch.
Yeah, there are definitely positions that are just off the table.
Really?
Yeah. For who?
Okay, here's the question.
For what?
For the sake of, like, physicality or just for the sake of, like, I'm just not doing that shit?
Yeah, it doesn't, like, either I've tried it and it don't really do nothing for me.
Okay, so I'm going to say, like, if I know I can't pick you up,
yeah.
I ain't going to try to pick you up, right? Like, there's a certain level of embarrassment if I know I can't pick you up. Like, if I know.
No, that's fun.
Oh, hell no.
Trying when you know you can't?
Yeah, and y'all just fall in the bed together? Yeah, that's
no,
fun.
No. If I know I can't pick you up, then I'm going to be like, you know what? No.
So I got a swing. You can put yourself up on the swing.
You have a swing? You have a swing?
I may have a swing.
Is that something you can ask to borrow?
No.
No, that's not like sugar.
No, it's not.
Do you want a swing?
Like, if there's an unused one.
I'm just saying. I may know someone who
may know someone who has
a swing that they don't use. Did I tell you about the swing I got?
I believe so. Refresh my memory.
Homeboy.
Oh, do you want to insert music anywhere?
At some point.
Okay.
We're okay for now. It's fine.
Homeboy who will remain nameless for the sake of not saying his name, but I will say this much. If you put two letters in the alphabet together, that would be the homeboy. Just any two letters. You decide what two letters of the alphabet you want to put together. Not an L. So don't take L or K or H.
Are you about to go through all the alphabet?
Homeboy, one of our close friends,
okay.
His wife gave me a... swing.
So only I have one friend with a wife that we all know.
That's all I got.
That's it.
That's all
that
I got.
Has two. Well, no, he only has one letter.
No?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought I had it for a minute, but I guess not.
Our friend with the wife, his wife gave it. She was like, hey, we too fat to use this. You can have it. And I was like, I don't know what to do with this.
You got
to
get ones with a good weight limit on them.
So is the weight limit in the swing, or is it into the structure that you attach it to?
Both.
Both?
Yeah.
Yeah, both.
Got to make sure the straps are strong enough. Anyways, theme song here?
Why are we talking swings? Yes. Theme song. Yeah.
Talking about, popping off the mouth.
Oh, I'm doing.
I just saw you like 9 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah. I literally just talked to you.
I'll spend like 22 years.
Of what? Like,
since I've seen.
Since
Mecca.
I've seen.
I'm loving this hair.
Thank you. I grew it myself.
Yep, them's the rules. Them's the rules. Let's go.
Oh, God.
How poetic.
Hello? Oh, this is a bill collector. No, man. I'm in the middle of some shit right now. Hey, hey, I'm out here doing some dirt. Call me back.
Oh, that was perfect.
That was great.
Do not disturb.
No, man.
Whatever you want, we ain't doing live on this pod right now. That is not about to happen. Shit.
Oh,
this will
man.
Not be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Nope, not once, not ever.
I cannot find the feed. Are we live?
Yes.
Okay, dude, I had to scroll. And it wasn't at the top like it usually is.
That's because you don't follow us. That's cool.
Mm-hmm. I get the notification.
Right, I get notification too. That's how I know it's live. Like, let me find out.
Tomato, tomato.
Did you share it though?
No.
See, you don't love us for real. And if you could turn down your volume.
That would be nice, huh?
Yeah, because one of us don't like hearing us on the podcast.
Oh, not just one. I hate hearing my own voice.
Really?
In any capacity.
A thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've.
You just like listening to your own voice?
No, but it doesn't bother me, though. Like, I don't hate it. I know this is what I sound like.
Yo.
So I know what I sound like in my head, and I know what I sound like. The pod. Like
I don't sound the same in my head.
Nobody
at
does.
All.
Okay,
no one
yeah,
does.
That's
yeah.
why.
Yeah. Yeah, no one sounds the same in their head.
See, but I think I sound so much cooler in my head.
Yeah,
I mean
like.
Exactly. But we all do. Yeah, even the cleverness of the thought in my head. Oh, that should be clever. When I say it out loud, I'm gonna tell you the joke I made today. I made a joke today about living with the woman. And I said,
you got a joke one here you go.
I said, yeah, I don't know. I mean, if we're shacking or to be more formal, if we're Shaquilling. And
that was terrible.
It was bad.
That was hilarious.
No, that was good.
It was bad. But when I said it up here, oh, it was classic comedy.
And we both chuckled.
Like, but also,
our natural reaction
was
a chuckle.
I know that my humor is terrible.
No, y'all chuckled because it was stupid.
It was clever.
Like, up here, I was like, yeah, that's a thing.
Am I the only one loading? Okay, there we go.
I don't know. I see
going this live now.
Yeah. So, anyway, how y'all been?
I've been all right.
Good.
Just working. Getting ready for the Women of the World Poetry Slam.
That is happening.
When and where?
In March.
In the end of March, beginning of April, in Baltimore.
In Baltimore, okay.
So I'm going to be driving out there.
If you were from Baltimore, you would know it had no T in it.
No T, yeah. There's no T in Baltimore.
Yeah. If you're from Baltimore.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I am from San Antonio.
It's Baltimore for some random reason. But, oh, yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Women of the World. Are you going to compete tomorrow?
I am.
Okay.
I'm competing tomorrow and Wednesday.
What's Wednesday? Oh, wait. What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
It's the Austin Poetry Slam.
Oh, okay. So you compete tomorrow in Austin and then Wednesday at Blah.
Yeah.
Sure. Are you from San Antonio, Mecca?
I am.
Not.
Not from the east side, right?
Not from San Antonio.
I lived in Houston for a little while.
Okay.
But I was born on Highway 90 heading towards Lackland Air Force Base.
Okay. So not.
And
you went to high school here. Yeah.
And,
there's people that are from the east
side. I went to high school here for
1 year.
San
Antonio. They say I'm from the east side of San Antonio.
I lived with my great grandma off of East Houston for a long time. But it don't count.
Yeah.
I grew up over by SeaWorld.
I've heard several people ask Paul, hey, man, where you from? East side. He literally, that's how he starts, east side.
That's where I'm from.
Yeah, I know. And you're not the only one. I'm saying, yeah, that's what.
It's the thing.
Yeah. East side.
It's weird when people say east side of what? Like,
is there another?
St. Louis. I don't know. Shit, east side.
According to Gunner would definitely fight you on that.
Oh, yeah. I've been to East St. Louis.
Yeah, Gunner.
I've been to East St. Louis. I'm from the east side of San Antonio. It's nice here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been
to
East St. Louis. East St. Louis is
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. The we say cross that bridge.
Random question just out of nowhere. Scariest neighborhood you've ever been in?
Alizon Apache Courts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 90s? Yes.
Yeah, it was bad in the 90s.
Yes, in the 90s.
What you go for?
Do you know what that is?
What you go for?
I was out there with the church.
Really?
Handing out tracts.
Oh, okay.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I thought you went out there for some broad.
No. I would never done that.
Well, see, I was over here thinking drugs.
There is a small perception nonetheless that I sell drugs.
Currently?
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I've had a couple people. I told you about it. I think I told you. Somebody asked me what I did, and I jokingly said sell dope. And it was like, oh, I wouldn't have been surprised.
Huh? Is it because you don't talk about what you do? Do they just assume?
I don't know why this has. Like I said, it's very small. I ain't act like I'm out here as no big time. But yeah, there's a.
I mean, you do be hustling J's on the internet. That's
you
drug,
do.
That's drug dealer like behavior.
Is that drug dealer behavior?
That's drug dealer behavior. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
maybe A and B. I don't know.
And the fact you got all of them, yeah.
Yeah, you be out here hustling drug, hustling J's on the internet. That
hustling
might
drugs, hustling J's, yeah, tomato, tomato. Yeah,
yes.
It's just a front.
Scariest neighborhood you ever been in? I'm going to come back to you, too, because I got part two of your question.
Oh, okay.
Shit, I don't even know.
Have you been in a scary neighborhood?
Probably the one random neighborhood I went to in Paris when I got lost.
I think,
like, it was terrifying.
In another country adds a whole different level of fear.
You know, it was just dark and there were people on the streets. Like, one of them pulled out a gun when me and my friend were going to the crepe factory. It was scary. Like,
pulled
we just
out a gun
lost.
On you or just happened just, to show their gun?
They just, at somebody else down the road.
Oh. Were they speaking English?
No.
See, that creates fear.
She speaks French.
I spoke much better French 5 years ago than I do now.
Yeah, so. Okay.
So, at the time, I understood.
Okay.
And it was like, oh, we need to go the opposite direction.
At least you understood.
Like, yeah.
Also, people talk shit about you if they don't know you speak their language. Like, I know that's a thing, but I thought that was just a thing here with Spanish speakers. But
and,
it's
and
everywhere.
The lady at the nail salon.
No, they talk shit to me in English.
But not about you.
Oh, no, about me. They're real.
Yeah, they bold.
I got told that I was the milkman's kid. I got told I'm never going to have a boyfriend because my feet.
Well, that's true. Like, you'll never have a boyfriend. That's likely true.
Yeah.
So were they really talking shit? Or
yeah, no, they was talking shit. Like, just rude.
Wow.
And Dominique was laughing, not making it any better. So they thought they could keep going.
Wow, that's bold as hell.
Yeah, nah, fuck them.
What about you, Paul? Scariest neighborhood you ever been in?
Bowen Homes, Atlanta.
What is Bowen?
Bowen.
Bowen, okay.
Yeah. You know,
who's from there?
Shawty Low.
Oh, okay, where they made the video at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. When
I remember, yeah, they had the whole thing, Bowen Homes. He was in front of the sign,
and,
yeah.
And T.I. made a video there, too, sitting in the... on the
I never saw T.I.'s version of it.
T.I. had They Know. No, that's Shorty Low.
That's Shorty Low.
What's the T.I. song? Damn it.
Now I can't get that out of my head. That is a
What's up, what's happening?
Hello.
What's up? Happening?
Yeah.
That video was also shot in Bowen Homes.
I need to hear that song ASAP.
That Shawty Low song is like, so pre-shows.
Do you know that song?
I've heard the song.
That shit, it will get you crunk.
Pre-show, like.
That shit will get you up.
Like when I got a show, pre-show, it was always a DMX song. It was always X gonna give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Every show, like to hype up, X gonna give it to you. And then X died and I was like, this sits different. So now it's
really,
yeah. So now it's Shawty Low. They Know, cause them horns.
Yeah,
them
horns
are,
man.
Yeah, as soon as they go up. Oh, we gonna get started. But Women of the World Wednesday, The following Wednesday, February 1st, Bly is having their 11-year anniversary.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, man. So I'm excited. Shit, 11 years of doing this shit. So, and I'm hosting.
Okay.
Hey, you know what else is happening on that Wednesday?
What?
Black America is dropping a new hoodie.
Yeah, but they don't sponsor the show no more, so.
Anywhere I'm at is sponsored by Black America.
They don't sponsor the show no more, so we don't give them no promo.
So, if you would like to get the new Roses hoodie, you should go to blackamericaclothingco.com.
I love how you put the voice on.
Right. Like, yeah.
Are you not going to do the www dots?
No. No, that's your parents' behavior. www.
Let's get started.
Not your parents.
I was like, you realize my parents are like not far off from your age.
Was that a shot? Hold on.
That was very shot-ish.
I was shot at Jason's.
How old is your youngest parent? Are they the same age?
Nah, one's a year younger.
Oh, okay. So pretty much same
Dang,
age.
How old is my dad?
You don't know.
He was born in 67. I'm trying to do the math.
Oh, so he's 10 years older than me then, 67. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, that's... Yeah. Yeah, her parents are 10 years older than me too.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I told you yesterday, I didn't tell you this, but I told Nate this. I was highly flattered when someone shot their shot at me. She was 21, though.
Ooh.
And I went, oh, baby girl. I was like,
she's like, I got a kid about your age?
Yeah, I got a 20-year-old. But I was like, oh, shit. Shout out to the 21-year-old shooting her shot.
That is adorable.
It was cute. I was like, oh, girl, bye.
Like, go do your homework.
Shit, let's get started because we ain't got that much time. Shit. Let's start here because I think anybody die?
I'm sure lots of people died.
Balance of the world requires that people die.
Do we need to rest in peace, anybody?
Rest in peace to the millions who have died.
I mean,
and welcome.
But
to
what
the
if some of them
were
terrible? What if some of those people are terrible? We don't want them to rest in peace.
I mean, I say rest in peace just in general. That would require that I believe in heaven or hell.
Do you think that oblivion is peaceful?
I don't know. I think you just
Damn
die.
We ain't going to church yet.
We think have you just not die.
Anyway, rest in peace to whoever we forgot to put on the list. Let's talk about this Tennessee police orgy. I know it's been everywhere, but...
Hi, Gloria.
Did you see the Tennessee police orgy? Oh, you Your should ask her. Home. She would know. Your mama's
home. Don't do that.
I know. That was
Don't
dirty.
Do that.
That was dirty. I'm
no,
sorry.
You should ask her. Yeah. She would know.
Ask who?
Glow. She's on. Is she on the feed?
Yeah. Why would she know about the Tennessee police orgy?
No, about... You just asked Mecca how old her parents were.
Oh. I told him the year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, shit, Glow would know, right?
I was like, whoa.
No, Glow would not know about the Tennessee
police orgy.
You said it has been everywhere.
Everybody got a life.
Everybody got a life.
But no, I have not seen the actual orgy. Have you?
No. You know what's crazy,
There's
though?
A video?
I don't know. I'm assuming there has to be.
Well, if you go down the rabbit hole, there is a video, but I don't know if it's real. But allegedly, in Laverne, Tennessee, a woman police officer was out here wilding. So be it.
Just passing around coochie.
Passing around coochie. And has since been fired. And several of the men have also been fired.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't hear about that.
But my question is, because the story happened, how horrible is it for your wife to find out that way that you've been cheating? Like, your wife gonna find out, right? But the way she finds out is that you lost your job.
Yeah.
because you and two other coworkers were knocking down a third coworker.
That may be one of the worst ways.
Yeah, that
It's like
emotional
hey, honey.
And financial.
Yeah.
Hit. Yeah.
It's like I'm unemployed and unfaithful.
Because me being unfaithful can buy me being remaining employed can buy me out of this little bump in the road. I keep some money, keep you in some benefits.
You know what? One of the other, right?
Yeah.
Like if I'm unfaithful but still working.
Oh yeah.
You can kind of deal with it.
I can work my way through the unfaithfulness. Yeah. Or
and I have to go to work. That gives us some time away. And yeah.
But the other way around too. Like if I lose my job, but I'm a faithful husband, she ain't gonna just be out.
Yeah, she gonna.
It'll take a little while.
Yeah.
But here's the reality.
She gonna rub my head, and baby's gonna be all right. Yeah.
Here's the reality in most relationships. You cannot have two struggles at the same time.
You gotta pick a struggle.
Yeah, you can't have two struggles. Hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like,
that'll take you down.
Yeah. One struggle, whatever that struggle is, becomes that struggle. Yeah. You can't lose your job and then, you know, you out of work for 6 months.
And now your baby, now baby on the way.
And now your wife find out.
Now she's pregnant.
Yeah. From your wife or anybody else for that matter. Shit.
Yeah. Don't let it be some other pregnancy. Yeah. You definitely gone. Yeah. That's a double whammy that I would. I mean, hey, they got what they deserve. I don't understand why you get fired for fucking.
I assume they got fired for fucking on the job.
They were fucking on the job.
Okay.
Like.
Fucking on the job.
So it's not the fucking, it's the, like you are stealing company time.
And they were police officers, so there had to be a rule against fraternization probably in the police force.
I wonder, is there?
Most
places have it.
Like that have a rule against fraternization.
Or you got to go to HR and sign paperwork and whatnot.
It,
yeah.
I mean,
and since some of the men were married too, I'm sure that they're.
I'm sure
not.
Most of the jobs.
At
I'm
the
sure
police gym while on duty, etc.
I'm sure most jobs have some rule against fraternization or supervisors dealing with subordinates. I'm sure that's a thing at most jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Like most jobs.
Yeah, as long as y'all not in the same hierarchy.
Even then, most jobs, if you are a supervisor, you can't mess with the
subordinates.
Right.
At most jobs.
At most jobs, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm putting that out there.
You just have to disclose it.
Oh, okay.
Not even, like, it's an abuse of power.
No, it's only abuse of power if they're in your direct line of reporting.
Take his word for it.
I'm telling you.
Take his word for it. Take his word for it.
My job did not care when I was sleeping with my supervisor.
Were you sleeping with your supervisor?
I was.
He or she?
She.
Wow. How did that go? How long were y'all able to hold that out?
That is a story for off the pod.
You brought it up.
I can tell the story later. It's a whole thing.
I didn't even say thing. Mecca. Have you ever slept? No, I never even dreamt of that. I'm
only
pleased
once.
To know you did it. That gives us, you know, I feel a certain kinship.
So now we've got Hamilton and sleeping with supervisors.
There we go, certain kinship. Yeah, that was my biggest gap. I was 26, she was 52.
I've never slept with a supervisor.
And it was wonderful.
Have you slept with a subordinate? Have you had subordinates to sleep with? Or have you always just been, like, on your own?
I've had subordinates. I've never slept with a subordinate. I slept with a coworker. Yeah, slept with a coworker, but never supervisor. But I've never had supervisors that I thought was like, oh, she could get it. I've never had a supervisor that could get it. Ever. I've never.
They all look like supervisors.
Yeah,
they I've look never, like somebody's supervisor.
I have never had a supervisor that I thought, oh, even in my weakest moment, she could get it. I've never had that.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, like I'd never, ever, like, yeah.
No, that's good that you were never placed in that position. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. So, Jim says this police department is up the road from his house.
Oh, shit.
Popo's like knocking it down.
So, when the story came out, like, I read through the story and I was like, yo, the dudes, because the first thing that happened was the dudes got fired. Mm-hmm. And for whatever, the dudes got fired for fucking on the job, and Shorty wasn't fired immediately. Then it said she was fired for a girls gone wild, like that's what they called it, a girls gone wild, like hot tub party. Here's what's crazy about all of this shit. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
Her husband is a sheriff.
Whoa.
Not for the same precinct, but, I don't think.
Wow.
Like she got a type.
They're, this is the Laverne Township Police. Wow. Her husband's a sheriff.
Uh-huh.
And she claimed that she had an open relationship. Her husband said, nah, we didn't have an open relationship.
But isn't he still sticking that's by her? Ex, her
it, that, is he gonna? She gonna stick? He gonna stick beside?
He said he's sticking with her. He's currently sticking with her.
Better man than me, boss.
Which leads me to the next question I was gonna ask y'all.
But wait! Before you get to that, how did this start? Where did this come from? Where did this come up? How did they even? What started this sex ring within themselves?
Jim said, Paul, you didn't think LP would have been worth the risk. I got to remember which. I'll tell you later, Jim.
Did the story say how this came about? What?
There was an investigation. Somebody reported that, yo, some shit's going on in the police department.
No, and what started the shit going on? Like, how did they start? Just decided, hey, we're going to have a sex or how?
They probably had a conversation.
You know what? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine recently, and she was bothered that a guy friend of hers made, like, this sexual overture toward her.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that he said was very specific, to which I then responded, like, whoa, but how would he know that? And she said, oh, years ago, we were joking about something, and I told him. And I told her, I said, oh, that's your fault. Because
mm-hmm.
the minute you open the door,
mm-hmm.
The minute I'm having a conversation with a woman and she says something like, yeah, I like my nipple slapped. In my brain.
Yeah, yeah.
ding, 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 ding. In my brain, there's going to come a day when I just go, flap. In my brain. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to do it, but my brain is going to be like, yeah.
Or you're at least going to bring it up later on in conversation.
Right. Like at some point it's going to come up.
When the last time you had your nipple slapped?
Yeah, the minute you tell me the thing sexually, like, I'm locking that in. Because, right.
Man.
Right.
Man. Here. Or woman. You probably, yeah. They're like, shit, don't exclude me.
Yeah, but I think same thing in this situation, though. It's just a matter of if we're having a conversation and a woman says, yeah, like my fantasy is this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So she probably had a gangbang fantasy.
Potentially.
That's what it sounds
like. I'm going to tell you this. Shit, if me and my homeboys, my regular crew of homeboys, so you know, Red and Mark, and, no, just kidding. But if me and my homeboys are out, and a woman in conversation says, yeah, like, I want to have a gangbang. Like, I'm immediately going to look at my homeboys like, what the fuck is happening? Now, not look at them like, yo, let's do this. Because I will never, see, never.
You know, first or I'm.
First or tomorrow.
First or tomorrow. I will never knock down a chick with my friends and therefore never knock down a chick with a stranger. Like, those two things don't work in my circle. But if a chick says it, I'm immediately like.
What happened here?
Which one of y'all going to take the bait?
Yeah, she's dangling something out there.
Yeah. Which one of y'all gonna take the bait? So, anyway, the
what was you gonna ask? Did I make you forget?
Yeah, I probably did.
Damn, I'm sorry. My bad. You was gonna ask us a question. With the cops, it was a chick that was extremely great. I don't have any doubt of that, Jim. That's why it would, cause yeah, all these dudes ain't gonna do that unless she's with it. That's she how was, they felt like, oh, this is probably okay because she's the one.
Oh, yeah.
She was walking around talking about her open relationship.
And this wasn't rape. There's no.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why they went along with it.
There's no space of rape. It's been, oh, yeah, she was down for the shit. So
Oh, well, they'll find another job.
Y'all know they will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
cops always.
Yeah, yeah. Because that cop.
Just move a city over.
Shit, the cop that fed a shit sandwich to the homeless man.
He's in
Floresville.
Yeah.
He literally fed a shit sandwich to a homeless man in San Antonio, and now he's in Floresville working for the police department.
Didn't he do something else with shit, too? Like, put shit in the women's bathroom?
He's put what got him fired was the shit in the women's bathroom. Like, the shit sandwich to the homeless man got him suspended with pay. I think they tried to fire him, but the fucking police union got him back his job because the police union is worse than the police. So they'll find another job.
Yeah.
Probably not too far from where they're at.
Oh, I see. They'll just move a city over.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just you apply and next thing you know.
Have you always had nails, Mecca? Have you always got your nails done?
Sometimes.
I don't remember you being so polished and naily in that area.
Okay.
Oh no, just struck me. You were holding your phone. I was like, wait, when did Mecca get those daggers on her hands?
I got these done for the wedding. But like I get them done every now and again.
That's very feminine. And
I do have a vagina.
That doesn't mean you're feminine.
Sometimes.
Okay. Let's not act like we just met each other here.
Like, I can be feminine and still have my niggardry intact.
Okay, let's not act like we just met each other.
Thank y'all for rocking with us. It's time to go.
Is it that time?
Yes.
So we got to talk about Alec Baldwin.
Check it out. We have a huge, huge, huge announcement.
Huge.
On the other side.
Huge.
Anything announced on this side?
Saturday. No. Come on down to the convention center and see Gravedigger.
I don't know.
What's another one? Oh, what was the trucks?
I don't know.
You don't remember those commercials when we were little?
But I wasn't. Like, I didn't care.
Was that your generation?
Monster truck rallies?
Monster trucks, yeah.
Yeah.
I never paid attention, though.
Yeah, not in care. Anyway, thank y'all for rocking with us.
And come down and convince us.
Peace out, bitches. We are back.
What's good, y'all?
Yeah. Had some good gumbo yesterday.
Oh, we did have some good gumbo.
We were out at watching a game at 1911 cigar place.
And they sell gumbo? Similar.
No. One of the guys brought some gumbo up there that he made.
Yeah, who we don't know what his kitchen looked like. We don't know nothing about dude other than he showed up with
slapping.
A bowl of gumbo. Like a big
Tupperware bowl.
And some small bowls, some spoons, and I wasn't going to eat any because I was like, I don't know this nigga. Like,
I was trying to, but
everybody
like, man,
kept
this shit
saying,
is so
oh,
good.
This shit is good. And then I walked in the room, true story, I wasn't going to eat any at all. And I walked in the room and saw Nate with the bowl.
that shit was so good.
And in that moment, I was like,
he ain't dead, so I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I see what this is. This is a thing we need to probably consider. So, yep.
I wonder, do they do that sort of, let's call it fellowship at white cigar lounges?
At like all white cigar lounges?
Just in general, smaller, not like CI, but like a small, you know, small like 1911 4-9 size lounge
where somebody just brings food from home.
Yeah, brisket or hey, I made this. You know, I skint this deer. Here's some jerky for you, everybody, or whatever.
You know what?
They probably organize a potluck.
So
I know in general, you know, bottles and stuff. That's the usual thing. But food, yeah, that's. I wanted to do other places do that.
Me and my cousin, who I won't name on this podcast. Because I don't want to call him out for anything egregious.
What's up, cousin?
Yeah, shout out to the cousin. He and I have been having this back and forth debate. on black, right? On blackness. I'm gonna give y'all a quick overview and then tell you why I'm bringing this up. The overview is that race is not real. And like science shows us that race isn't real. Like science,
yeah. Say, I agree with that.
Science shows us that the race is a social construct, blah, blah, blah. So that's the argument. He's always like,
so it's time.
Why do you participate? Why do you participate in race if it's not real? Like there's no such thing as black American. It's either American or ethnicity becomes real, but race isn't real. So this argument we have.
Need our Mecca's eyes.
And
the disrespect.
Our mind tells us to see that color. It's not real.
Okay, I can give you that.
Okay.
So, in that space,
like, I agree
though,
with you at time.
Like, we had this whole argument about, like, yo, like, commonality amongst black people. And I'm like, there are just certain things. And he don't live in a state, so I understand. Oh.
He doesn't get the much. Black
okay.
experience.
Okay. Yeah, time.
I ain't bleeping shit out. So he doesn't, I don't think he understands. Like, there are certain things that are just almost like culturally that we just know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I saw a story today where the dude said he was walking down the street with 60 eggs and a woman said, hey, eggs. But he said, every black person knows how she said it.
Hey, eggs?
Yeah,
like hey eggs? Like,
oh, okay.
Like accentuating yeah. like that okay. is now your like that is now who you are. Right. You are eggs.
You see a chick with another dude with a nice bow tie on. You be like, shit, I see your bow tie.
Like
that is a cultural compliment, and that's black. Like you can't.
But that's culture. That's not race.
No, right. But it's
real specific culture.
It's real specific culture. Yeah.
Like, you can't just, you don't expect a white person to know.
I don't expect a black person to know that I didn't grow up in a black community.
But I feel like you kind of assume, like, you more so assume that a black person grew up in a black community than not.
Right. I do assume black people grew up in black communities.
But there's certain things that are, right, because it's culture, not race, but there's certain things that are black. Even if you don't want to call it race, there's certain things that are just inherently black if you grew up around black people within the culture.
Yeah.
So it was that led me down this rabbit hole. There was a video where some dudes in Brazil were running
a train on a woman.
No.
We're past that story.
They were running running. They were just casually running, but they ran through a
group of black people.
A group of black people, Brazilians, but
and like black, they just started running.
Everybody's and I'm like,
that's a black thing.
That's definitely a black thing though, right? Like if you see, no matter where we are, if somebody starts running, we run.
Ask questions later.
Like, it's inherent in us.
By golly gee, I wonder where they're going.
Yeah.
Like,
that's not white. White people don't do that. Nah.
Okay. I've never been around a need to run situation. I've never been around white people in a need to run situation to see how they do that in real time.
Dude, up until recently, now things have changed recently. But up until recently, you never heard of mass killings of black people.
Right.
Like, one gun go off.
We gone.
Scatter.
We are out. Out. And even in situations where someone brings a gun into a facility like a nightclub or with a group of black people, be clear. He might let off one shot. But somebody else got a gun too. Like, if you at the club where a nigga can get in with a gun, it's niggas in there with guns.
Right.
Not just one.
If
you're at the club where a nigga can get in with a gun, you best believe it's niggas there with guns.
If you got in, you ain't that special.
Right.
That's how I feel with women too. I ain't that special.
Speaking of guns, horrible transition. Horrible transition.
Really?
But we're here, right? Rest in peace.
Rice.
Go ahead.
No.
I mean, you're here now.
I don't even know what happened.
Just you got to get somber now.
11 people were killed in a Lunar New Year. I know the dude who pulled the trigger was.
Oh, I didn't know that's where you were
72
going.
72-year-old man?
72-year-old Asian man.
I thought you were going to the other shooting.
Oh, that
did. I mean, did it matter?
And there was a shooting in Des Moines, Iowa today where a school shooting today where two.
School shooting?
Yeah, school shooting in Des Moines,
God
Iowa.
God damn.
Yeah. But it was. I was gonna say something real fucked up, and I'm gonna finish it.
You were about to minimize it.
Yeah, but yeah. Only two people got killed.
What?
Yeah, it was just two humans with lives and families.
It's the state of our
right,
culture.
Right, but that's what my brain immediately went. What
one person is a tragedy. More than that's a statistic.
Facts.
And, right. And if it happens 2 or 3 days in a row, it's
all statistic. Yeah.
It's in another shooting.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
America.
Shout out to school shootings.
I'm going to Ghana with everybody else.
Can't shout out school shootings?
We can't shout
Let's
out school
Let's go to
shootings.
Ghana.
Okay. Ghana?
I was recently asked if I want to get out the country.
Yeah, let's go to Ghana.
I'm working on getting my new passport. Mine expired last year.
There is a exodus. Small nonetheless, but still, I mean, small, but an exodus nonetheless of black people going to Ghana.
I've heard. I've heard. I mean, it's a thing.
It's definitely a thing.
There was a town in Italy that was offering shit, a lot of shit, for you to come to Italy.
I remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they would offer you money, place to stay, and all of that. And
like a stipend, a monthly stipend, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't work from home like that. Because if I work from home like that, I'd consider it. If I could work from home in that space, I'd go to a foreign country.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I could legit just work from home and didn't have to show up at an office, I'd go to a foreign country.
Yeah. A lot of these countries.
Gorgeous.
Huh?
I said the little town was gorgeous.
Was it?
Yeah.
A lot of these companies are now putting stipulations that you have to stay within 100 miles of their nearest, you know, location or whatever, because they know motherfuckers is
leaving.
Is working out in, Everglades. Hey, I'm working, though.
Well, but I think the thing also is, like, if a company is paying you a... Because companies have to do this. They pay you cost of living based on where
you live. Yeah.
Your hub is, right?
Your salary is based on the cost of living.
If I work for a company and they think I'm in California, so they paying me California wages, only to find out...
You in Des Moines, Iowa.
That I'm at school. Yeah. Okay, that was foul. That was foul. I shouldn't.
Wait, what happened? Inside, I missed... Can I
No,
get
he said in Iowa.
Oh, okay. I thought it was an inside joke between y'all. Like,
you
was lying about you was in school and he was off doing some ho shit or something.
You get your nails done and he is about to make you out here to be just the worst, ain't he?
Apparently.
Shit.
Trollop.
It's like, I haven't done that since high school.
What is a trollop? I just like that word.
I do too.
What is it, Mecca?
I feel like it's just like a whore or a loose woman. It's
okay,
loose
just
woman.
Loose woman.
Speaking of trollop, I cussed this bitch out like a week ago. I cussed this bitch out at Tank's Pizza.
Why?
Oh, no, stop.
Wait,
stop
no,
the
I want to know. No, I want to know.
No.
No, tell me.
Off air.
I want to know.
Off air.
The people want to know.
Off air.
We all want to know.
That's some bullshit that what they're doing to Alec Baldwin, man. I don't like how they're doing Alec. Not too much on Alec Baldwin, man. Not too much. That's some bullshit.
Yeah. What was I about to say?
Alec Baldwin.
Speaking of shootings. No. Yeah, so Alec Baldwin.
When this initially rolled out, and for those that Alec Baldwin was charged with, I don't remember what the charges are, but something to do with the death of the young lady died on the set of the movie Rust.
Rust, yeah.
Okay. Anybody know what the charges actually are?
Nope, but I can look it up right now. Okay.
I thought it was
involuntary, voluntary.
Manslaughter? Was it manslaughter?
I think it was manslaughter. Him and the the prop coordinator.
Everybody's taking pleas except him, though. He's the only one. It's like they're trying to go after him. Everybody else is taking deals and initially I was like, "This fucked up. How they doing Alec Baldwin?" It's Alec Baldwin's company.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
That's the rub.
I did not know that.
I didn't know that. Damn. That's the rub. So as a company, they've already settled, but now they're holding him responsible individually.
Okay.
Yeah, that's...
Damn.
Thoughts? Concerns?
Is there not a difference between a real gun and a fake one, or do they use just fake ones with blanks? Like, how does that work?
Because I feel like you should real guns with blanks.
But they usually have some modification so they can't
like
shoot.
Take the firing pin out, like that.
File down the firing pin so it doesn't so it can't actually shoot even if there's a real bullet in it. But they still will use a real gun because you want it to look real, feel real. You want it to be real. Yeah. But
you don't want nobody to die.
Yeah.
Not that real.
Niggas die every day, B.
I think they're just charging him. I don't really see. I can't see him going to jail. I think you have to charge him, though.
At risk of probation.
Two counts of involuntary manslaughter.
Two counts?
Two counts.
Did the other person die? Because I know that he killed one, died, and then one was injured.
Damn, Mecca, he killed?
I mean, he pulled the trigger and the person...
So two people got hit?
Yeah, two people got hit.
Okay, so yeah.
But
yeah,
I didn't think that the other one died.
Wow. I don't think he's going to go to jail, though. I think this is just a situation where we have to charge him. Where we have to charge him because, you know, that's just kind of how shit goes. We have to put a charge on him. And then it'll just kind of wash out, you know, out of court and all that kind of stuff.
Is that you?
It is my AI.
Your AI.
Okay. Avatar.
Yes. She is what I want to look like.
She looks very Haley Bailey-ish.
I'll take it.
Yeah. Who is now my favorite Bailey. I'm off
really?
Of, yeah. I'm off of...
Chloe?
Chloe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm off of Chloe. Yeah, I'm on Hallie now.
I don't know the difference.
Oh, there is definitely a difference.
Is there really? They look the same to me.
No. They don't look the same.
Are you sure?
One of them looks like a little girl.
That was my issue. Hallie used to look like, now she's growing, she's maturing.
Who's Little Mermaid?
Hallie.
Okay, she looks like a little girl.
Not any longer. That's what I'm saying.
The other one looks like she was like, yo, I'm not a little girl anymore.
Right.
One
was trying to prove she wasn't a little girl. And now
they both look like kids to me.
Yeah, but Haley is see you stopped on that picture? Uh-huh.
She looks like a child. Does she not look like a child?
Yeah, she does.
Like she looks like a child.
Yeah, she but I have an issue with if I knew you in that child space, then as you grow up, like I can't be like, oh, she's this and that. Cause
hey, I ain't know her.
I mean,
if you can see her like as a kid and then watch her grow up now.
I wasn't introduced to them till what, grownish?
I saw.
That was my first knowledge of them. And they were what, already 19, I'm guessing? 19,
the little girl from.
I know, but.
The little girl from Blackish.
Which one?
The little girl.
Yes, she's grown to be a beautiful little girl.
Like
Marseille.
I saw a picture of her, and immediately I was like, yo, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then I was like, I don't know how old she is now, but I'm like, yo.
Yeah, in that
like,
19, 20 space, like, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she has grown up to be a very pretty little girl, or young lady, I guess you should call her now. Thoughts and prayers to Alec Baldwin, and hope to, you know.
To Alec Baldwin, though? Do we give thoughts and prayers?
Because he didn't do this, man.
But what if he did?
That's what we're going with.
Hold on.
I was like, technically he did it.
I did not know
whether
this
or not he did
company.
On purpose.
It's his company, yeah.
So that, to me, that changes a lot.
Now, if it comes out that he was having an affair with this lady and he used this to snuff her, then okay, that's different. But yeah, he didn't just set out to shoot this lady. Right? You awfully...
Prove it.
He's going to have to, I guess. Going to have to prove it.
Oh, shit, I don't follow... Oh, she don't post. I was like, do I not follow Chloe Bailey? But I don't. And I don't know Halle Bailey. Yeah. Okay. I don't give a shit.
All right, where we going?
What are we talking about?
Shootings.
Just shit. All the shootings.
I highlighted two stories that y'all have no idea what they were because I was like, but I wanted to talk about this, and we don't got to talk about both of them, but I definitely want to talk about the first one that says canceling AF because y'all don't know who the hell AF is, which is even more hilarious.
America's Funniest Home Videos?
Yes. So let me
read. Really?
I don't know. I was just throwing. Are you for real?
No.
Oh. Okay. I was like, what?
Never cancel that show. White people
I
love that shit.
I saw this today, and this shit is wild. The Transcultural Mindful Alliance. That's what they're called. The Transcultural Mindful Alliance.
What does it spell out?
TCMA.
Okay.
The Transcultural Mindful Alliance has started sending out a petition to get radio stations to never play, including Spotify and Apple Music, to remove Natural Woman by Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Here's their tweet. Aretha Franklin's 1968 song, Natural Woman, perpetuates multiple harmful anti-trans stereotypes. There is no such thing as a natural woman. The song has helped inspire acts of harm against transgender women. TCMA is requesting it is removed from Spotify and Apple Music.
I'm done with my community.
AOT, what is it?
TCMA.
AOTCMA. You can lick my gooch. Fuck y'all. Find a book with all the positions in it and fuck y'all in every one of them positions.
Why do I feel like they just Googled some shit like Natural Woman and that came up? It's like, how did they decide? Like, this is not a new song.
Yeah, it came out in 1968. And when I saw it, I'm going to tell you now, that's why I wrote it up there. I was like,
We've gone too far.
This is how groups like the Proud Boys are born. Because you see something as stupid as this,
mm-hmm.
and then you take a stance. But now you have to take a hard line stance.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to stand on that shit.
And what ends up happening is,
the more ridiculous it is, the harder you have to plant yourself in that stance.
Because you don't want that ridiculous shit to actually be a thing. So you make this hard line stance, and then there are trans people who are going to be like, yeah, we're riding with the trans fuckity fucks.
Yeah.
And, excuse me, I'm like, that's some bullshit. Right. Like, if a person today made Natural Woman and no one had ever heard it before in the world today.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a little different.
In today's day and age, I could be like, okay, that maybe.
That could be a response to trans.
Right.
And if it is, so what? Here's my issue with these sort of groups. They start from a place of, you can't tell us to fit in your little box of male, female, whatever, gender specifics. And then they, little by little, edge over to, now we're going to tell you what to do or how to think or how to position people. Everybody do what the fuck they... We can't tell you. We understand that. So don't tell us. I just looked at you, but I don't mean to direct it at you.
You raising your voice and looking at me
like... Because I hate this shit. I hate groups like this. Like, the church does this, and, you know, they... Yeah, it's like, well, don't tell us how to live, and don't choose our... If we want to raise our kids this way, got you. Now, don't tell us how to... If we want to let our kids go to drag shows, shut the fuck up and let our kids go to drag shows. We don't tell you nothing about sending your kids to school every day getting picked on and shit because they punks.
I love how heated you are about this.
Hate groups, man.
You just hate groups?
I hate groups, yes.
Ooh. Is Nate's group a hate group if he hates groups? Could they be deemed a hate group? If Nate's group hates groups, is his group a hate group?
Ain't no name. Ain't no members. Ain't no.
It's just the Nate's hate group.
Secret society. Find us if you can.
See, if you're a society, then you're a group. Then do you hate y'all's group?
Everybody's in it and nobody's in it.
It's like Fight Club.
What?
But yeah, I saw this shit and I immediately was like, this particular situation is how we get the fringe factions of people who are anti, like, to me, they're going to create the next anti-LGBTQ wave because they've gone being so far left. Yeah. And if you listen to the lyrics of Natural Woman, it ain't a stitch of hate in that song.
There is lots of love.
There is lots.
Lots of love.
Aretha said, you make me feel like.
Yeah.
Like she was on some. Yes.
Yeah, you can't tell that woman how she's supposed to feel.
This was a personal song about her and her experience.
And like she was saying, I want a real woman, which
or
I still don't.
You're not a real woman.
Yeah, you're not a natural woman. She's saying, hey, this is how I feel. Who the fuck are you to tell her? Aretha.
And it's Aretha.
And it's Aretha.
And it's Aretha. And Mary J. Blige once, but we ain't gonna talk about that.
Did she try to remake that?
I think she did, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yeah, I can hear
it. I can hear it, but I don't,
yeah,
like,
I can hear
I don't
her
know
voice.
If my brain is just making it up.
Right,
like,
I'm wondering that too. Because I can always find any song in Mary J's voice in my head.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mary J, God damn, that is money well spent. That's what being a rich woman is supposed to look like. Like, that's some good plastic surgery. Have you seen Mary J lately?
Not recently.
Oh, my God. Paul, have you?
Yes, I have. I'm reading the lyrics of Natural Woman. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, do your Googles.
This is a love song. This is a...
Hit us. Sing it. No, I'll hum it a little bit.
Hell no.
Get a little hum going.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired.
How?
And when I knew I had to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired.
How?
Before the day I met you, life was so unkind. But you're the key to my peace of mind. I'm gonna tell you right now, if YouTube take us down for that shit, I'm gonna be so pissed. If YouTube be like, oh, do you have fair use? Like, God damn it, it's Nate.
Made that shit sound realistic. The algorithms picked it up.
Shit. Let me see which picture you pull
up. Jay spending that money good, boy.
Yeah.
And that ain't even the picture she got. She got a whole video where she's barely dressed.
Question.
Call Good Morning Beautiful.
Good Morning Gorgeous.
Good Morning Gorgeous. Oh, look, Paul. Oh, no.
Okay, hold on, no. I'm going.
Can I get the full photo?
I'm going in that age demographic, sort of.
Okay.
Mary J. Today.
Okay.
Today.
Okay.
Mary J.
Okay.
Erykah Badu.
Okay.
Ashanti.
Well, they're not nowhere. Ashanti's not their demographic.
Shanti's not far from their demographic.
Yeah, she is.
I feel like she is.
She's younger than me.
Alexa.
I feel like she's in her 30s.
Yeah, like late 30s.
Alexa.
Or you can just
how old is Ashanti?
Like 38. Ashanti is
42 years old. Alexa.
Mary, 53.
How old is Erykah Badu?
Erykah Badu is 51 years old.
Okay.
I think Mary like 52, 53.
Alexa, how old is Mary J. Blige?
Okay, so yeah, she's still not.
Alexa, how old is Michelle Obama?
Michelle Obama is 59 years old.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. 59, okay.
I just always ask. You know, gotta throw an outlier. gotta throw an outlier here.
What purpose this time?
Confuse the algorithm.
Because Michelle got that thing, but she ain't cute. She is not cute. What the fuck were we talking about?
You were asking something about Mary J, Ashanti.
Oh, because I think Mary J is fly, but I think and Ashanti is fly. And I recently saw a picture of Erykah.
I haven't seen Erykah
like
in a long time.
Like a side frame of Erykah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's got that wagon.
I was like, that thing is still tanging?
Yeah, what was that, window seat? Was she walking around town disrobing?
Yeah.
Oh man, have you ever seen the video, Meg?
I've not seen the video.
You've not seen Window Seat video. Oh yeah, we'll play that as soon as we leave here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like as soon as, matter of fact, hey y'all, thank y'all for watching. No, we really ain't got shit to talk about though. Oh, okay. That last story. Did I want to talk about that? I don't remember. I put it up there because I was like, this is some shit. And then, I don't remember if it was worth talking about. Oh. No, it was just that Microsoft is laying off like 10,000 employees.
Shit.
But they announced the layoff right after their executive board had a private concert with Sting.
So they spent millions of dollars.
They were at a event in Switzerland, like a high-end tech event.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their, they said 50. 50 of their top executives had a intimate concert with, it's only 50 people, had a concert by Sting.
Name the theme song.
Come on, you can do it. I know there's
I know I can.
Come on.
Hold on. I'm under so much pressure.
Diddy.
Yep.
Come on, Mecca.
You got it. Are you Googling Sting?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
Roxanne.
Nope.
Yeah, Roxanne is Sting?
Nope. Don't do that.
That's not Sting. Wait.
Roxanne is the police.
Sting and the police.
Nope,
okay.
Not Sting and the police.
Sting and the police.
It's not Sting and the police.
Okay, just the police.
Roxanne is the police.
Not the rest of Sting. No. I saw that.
Roxanne is by the police. Sting.
Every breath
the
police. You take. It says it's the police.
Yeah. No, Sting. No, Roxanne.
Yes.
Is by the police.
Yes.
Every breath you take is by Sting.
Uh-oh. Is he wrong, Mecca?
That's not what YouTube says.
Tell him, Mecca. Every breath you take. Every breath you take is the police?
It says the police.
Okay, now, before we go. Before we go, goddammit.
Alexa, who sings Every Breath You Take?
By the police.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Well, you was wrong by Roxanne.
I was wrong, so we was equal.
So what's a Sting song?
Good question. What is a Sting song?
Sting.
I don't know, but Every Breath You Take is creepy as fuck.
That's the greatest stalker song ever. That's the greatest stalker song. Better than Orange Juice Jones.
No.
Yes.
Can We Talk is the greatest stalking song ever.
No, that's junior high stalking.
No, it's only junior high talking because he was a young boy singing it. But dude, that is
it was hella creepy.
But there's nothing about it that he was following. It's all in his head. Can We Talk is all in his head.
I feel like in the video he was following her.
Right.
Let me see. Like last night I saw you standing. I started pretending. See, that is all in his head.
But like, how'd he see her?
Orange Juice Jones, day off, step for step. Follow. Do you know about Orange Juice Jones?
Nope.
What's the name of that song, P?
In the Rain?
Yeah.
I saw you and him
walking in the rain.
Oh, I've heard that song.
You heard that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then he kicked out. Told her to get her shit and get out.
I you know what? I'm looking here. Most of the Sting songs
are actually police songs.
Police songs, yeah. Like, oh shit. He released in 82 a solo single called Spread a Little Happiness. But yeah, most of the.
Damn, my show thought rocks.
I've always
thought that was Sting.
I knew that was police, but I thought Every Breath You Take was Sting as well. Anyway, man, it's been fun.
And now. An announcement to make.
I know I was fucking with y'all. I ain't making no announcement.
Are you really not? Are we not telling nobody?
No, they're just gonna find out in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
They're gonna be like, what the hell? What's going on? Hey, yeah.
They'll find out when you tell them when they get to this point in the pod. Right. And they're like, where was the announcements?
No announcement, goddammit. No.
World.
Announcement. This is officially, unofficially, officially the last show. Horribly Good Guys has come to a
screeching
halt.
There was no transition.
Nah.
We ain't preparing anymore.
We are done. So I got other content that I'm putting together. Possibly a show with Mecca.
Wait. What? I thought we was doing our own show.
Yeah.
Oh, like us?
So you going with Paul or you rocking with me?
Why can't I have both?
No, we don't run like that.
We just said, you know,
I'm the first of tomorrow.
I mean, we don't have to have the pods on the same day.
Fine, I'll take face. Do I get face in the divorce?
You get face in the divorce. You definitely get face in the divorce. No, Mecca and Dom are possibly working on a show.
Possibly.
Who's Dom? I don't know him.
Dominique.
Oh, your girl Dominique. Okay. I was like, Dom, I sound like I know lots of dudes named Dom. So
possibly. Ooh. And some other content coming. So look out for all of the new content that's about to drop. Probably.
You're going
to
be talking about naked unicorns and shit?
You know what? Maybe.
I'll tune in.
Yeah.
You got a listener.
One down, several to go.
With Dom, like, Dom is like far from gay. Like, she is.
Oh, yeah. She is like a zero on the Kinsey scale.
That's a thing. That's what it's called, the Kinsey scale. Okay.
The scale of gay to straight. Yeah.
I met my quota of learning something each day.
Yeah, she is probably the straightest person that I know.
Glad you said that. Day was almost over. I didn't learn shit.
Yeah. I used to swear that I was straight as fuck.
But you're not.
Yeah, I realize I'm not as straight as I thought I was.
Wait, what?
You didn't know this? He's talked about it on the pod several times.
No, it wasn't on the pod. I think.
Have we not? I
think
like we
talked about it, but wait. I don't think I talked about it on the pod.
Oh, maybe not.
Wait, what?
I would have sex with a.
Choose your next word. No. that next step is a doozy.
Only because of labels.
And the way people identify themselves.
So okay. If a natural woman,
such as Aretha,
identifies as a man. So if insert Stacey Dash. If Stacey Dash identifies as a man, if she just says, "Hey, I'm a man," but she still has all of her woman parts.
Okay, I'm with you. Yeah, I don't care what Mary J. calls herself.
Right.
Okay, so you a little gay too?
So be it. Yeah.
This is a good day for me.
Mary J could be laying on the ground with a fursuit on, licking her paw, and call herself a cat. I still hit it.
I don't know that I would.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't.
Like
that.
I couldn't take it seriously.
Yeah. I don't know that I could be. Yeah, get right and take that shit seriously.
When she take that fursuit off, you'll be okay.
Facts.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Facts. But yeah, in the conversation we had, I'm like, well, if that's the case, then I guess I identify as queer.
Oh, is that the label that goes there?
Yeah.
If
I never know what label goes where.
If I would smash.
Well, a gay assigned you a label.
is that how it works?
Yeah. I would smash a person who had vagina and boobs. You got to have both. Both have to be present.
How big do the boobs have to be?
They have to be natural boobs, at least. Like, they have to be, no, either your natural boob or bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, if you got a boob enhancement, I'm not going to be like, even if you went by Fred, if you had your boobs and hands, I'd be like, hey, Fred, bring that ass over here. Anyway, we got a bunch of stuff coming, y'all, a bunch of stuff in the works. So thank y'all for rocking with us. Because of
Nate
y'all
has nothing coming up.
Because of y'all, HGG has been on the steadily on a climb because of y'all support. So shout out to y'all for supporting us. Speaking of support, I never paid you the money for the shirts that was sold in your name.
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Because I can't get the money out. It's a weird thing, but I can't attach my PayPal to the account because they got my account tied up somewhere else. And I'm like, well, fuck. You got a PayPal?
I do have a PayPal.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. You can have
that. Seems like am I the only one that heard that that was an easy fix?
I don't got nothing else.
Yeah, it's been real. Huh? You will not see Nate on any social media podcasts. Or, yeah.
That is not true at
all. So we're not doing our podcast?
That is not true at all.
What would I be on? What podcast am I going to be on?
As a contributor? Yeah, don't worry.
Nah, I was in for blood on this one. I'm blood in, blood out. I'm out.
You don't just get out.
Yeah. Grand open, grand like, closing.
Nah.
the next iteration of what's happening. Yeah, you won't be here weekly or even monthly. But nah, don't act like you ain't coming back. Shit. Even if I got to trick you, just be like, hey, since you here, pressing these shirts. Mic on. Hey, y'all.
I'm going dark.
You going to pull off the dominoes and the camera set up.
That's all we need. I don't got shit else, man. I don't know if I'm going to put that clip after this or later. So enjoy the clip. Or not.
There may or may not be something after this.
Hey, peace out, bitches.
TMA. Whatever.
TCMA.
The Gooch.
Peace out, bitches. This shit works better when you plug in mics.
Oh, it was just ambient sound.
Yeah. I was like,
good enough? Oh, much better.
Yeah, shit. Oops. There we go. Oh, shit. What's good, man? We starting over, shit. What do we say? Intro music here.
Why do you know people?
I've been around the world.
I want a little black human.
I've been African. I know people.
I said black.
Not South Africa.
Okay, we're going to start the music here. we're live now.
Oh, shit. Hey.
I don't see it.
Oh, that's because I didn't push the button. I know the button's pushed. Okay, music here. Yo, what's good, what's good, what's good, everybody? This is Horribly Good, guys. I am your host, Paul. That's Face. Well, that's where Face is supposed to be, but Face didn't show up today. So we going to do this show solo dolo today. Shout out to Face.
Why we ain't do no mic check?
Because I don't need one no more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. See?
All right, bet.
Oh, I guess so. Intro music here. All that extra shit we can skip. I do that Bing, so when I go back and edit, I know exactly where the theme song goes.
Some people just clap their hands too.
But I know I keep the Bing in. Yeah. So when you listen, you'll hear me go Bing, just for no apparent reason. Yo, what's good? Share the show, Nate. Nate, share the show. Nate went down somebody's story rabbit hole.
Yeah. He had somebody DM.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm mad at you, though. You know what I'm saying? With opportunity to present itself.
That's how I start. Nate DMing somebody like, oh.
Yeah.
I was listening to one of the podcasts I listened to, and the dude didn't know that if you respond to a story, it goes to their DMs. He was like, oh, wait, that's still considered DMing them? And I'm like, that is
if
still,
you respond to
if
a
they
story.
On Instagram, if they post a story on Instagram,
oh, yeah,
and you respond to that story, you basically slide in their DM whether you admit it or not.
Yeah, that,
nah,
that don't really count.
It's the intent. Yeah,
what you slide in there for?
That's easily explainable.
Yeah,
that's easily explainable. Yeah, the context of the conversation was. Oh, man, I can't believe they did that in that story. That's easily explainable.
Okay. Yeah. That's still
it ain't you up.
it ain't you up. It definitely
take your ass to sleep.
On the flip side, you could holler in broad daylight too. You know, you could.
Yeah, for sure. Once again, welcome everybody. This is Horribly Good Guys. Happy Monday. For those of y'all rocking with us, who've been rocking with us, of course, Nate is in the building. Shout out to my homie Nate. And this dude in the middle, introductions. What do I say?
What can you say? Man, it's your boy.
Family, man.
Hey, dog. Put your mouth on the mic, dog. I need you to put your mouth on. Now, you can move it closer. You can move it closer.
Yeah.
Put your mouth on the mic.
Yeah. I don't typically do that. You know, I move the mic closer to so that my voice can be heard.
Whatever you want to call it. Put your mouth on the mic, whatever. Yeah. For those of y'all who don't know, this is my cousin, my first cousin. I'm going to say it hands down, my favorite cousin. And I got a lot of cousins. This is my favorite cousin. Yeah. So all my other cousins watching, I mean, I don't have to tell y'all shit.
This is the nigga that y'all get into arguments on, or used to all get on arguments time. On Facebook, and other people try to jump in and probably like, whoa, no.
Yeah. So
I don't need your help in arguing my cousin.
Now y'all know, holla at your boy. It's your boy, Ed B, the native son. The real East Side. I'm from San Antonio. I'm from the East Side.
Here's what's crazy. Me and Ed would be beefing about something, and then somebody would be like, "Yeah, fuck him." I'm like, "Wait, whoa, be clear. I will fight you behind him." I tell everybody, just history lesson. I'm an alpha. Ed's an alpha. Mm. When Ed was online. Going through the process.
Yeah.
Alpha Alpha is a non-pledge, non-haze fraternity. When Ed was online going through the process, correct. there was an alpha that Ed and this alpha got into it to the point they was about to throw hands.
Yeah.
And
oh, I remember that.
I wasn't even there. I got a phone call like, yo, you may want to get out here. So I showed up. And Ed and this other alpha were about to throw hands, and I ran up on a situation like, bruh, understand, this fight ain't about alpha. Y'all fighting over some bullshit, and I need you to understand.
Yeah, it'll go all the way right here.
We got the same grandma.
I can't go home with
that. Right, not at all.
I only got one story to go home with.
Right.
Yeah. One story.
Man, she ain't going to understand anything else.
No. Ed got beat up by some alphas. Were you there?
Yeah.
Like, what do you say?
One story. Me and Ed was fighting alphas.
Yeah.
That's the only story.
That is the only story. Me and Ed was fighting some alphas.
Further history lesson.
Hey, Cynthia.
People always ask how me and you start kicking it. Me and Ed used to kick
right,
it.
Yes. Right.
Me and Ed was my ace.
Dominoes. Man, we used to have a drink in the trunk. Going over, can I say?
People thought we was brothers.
Can I say his name on here?
You say what you want to say.
Who, Banks?
Banks.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be over Bank House throwing bones down.
Yeah, man.
You know, drinking booze for him.
Booze for him. Yeah,
Night
man.
Night train, all the boy.
So this is all history. This is all family. History.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All
And I appreciate you having me on here, man.
Nah, really, man, really. Look, you be on, when you can jump on the live, you be on the live.
When I can.
And here's what I know, like, because I look at the numbers, right? I look at the, we get stats for who's listening, and whenever I get that like one or two, it's usually two or three listens in Germany. I'll be like, Ed listened, and he done turned a couple of people on to us, so they listening in Germany. So shout out to everybody in Germany, man.
Hi, Cynthia,
rocking with us and shit.
Dude. Oh, y'all ain't sell that. Y'all didn't
dude.
Sell that.
Dude.
I was good because I bought it at 30, but now it's at 22.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. See, I wasn't good because I bought it at 40, and I was just like, I was holding. I was like, yo.
I'm holding now, just hoping it'll come back up.
Did you make any money off of it? Like,
Yeah. I took about 500 out of it.
Yours is still out.
Little different hits. About 100 a piece at a time.
Okay,
yeah,
see.
I got a couple dollars.
So here's the jump. I pulled about 300 out at one point. So I was like, okay, cool. And then it dipped. And I was like, look, if I can get it back
just get it back to base.
Get it back to my baseline. I'm gonna pull out.
Did you pull out though?
That's what she
said. I never got back to my baseline.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I never got back to my baseline and she never asked me to pull out. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, she didn't?
Oh no. Oh. Who you fucking? Oh well, no, never mind.
He's like my wife.
Yo. Never mind. I almost asked the wrong question. Like, who you fucking with that's making you pull out? But yeah, the same person. No matter what. Either. No matter what. First of all, no. Jim said, wait, you can identify as black.
No.
Let me explain who Jim is. I'm gonna give you the simple answer of who Jim is, and then the long answer.
He's that guy.
Jim is our resident white guy.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Jim actually was the director of a company that I got fired from when I lived in Atlanta. Jim was my director.
But he didn't fire you. The company fired you.
No, I blame Jim. So like, yeah, whatever.
I was about to say,
yeah. Really dope dude. When I put out my book, Jim was one of the first people that was like, yo, you're dropping a book. I want a copy. And I was like, order it like everybody else.
Since you fired me, motherfucker. Like, you better give me your motherfucking book.
But
you got a job, Jim.
Here's the flip side, though. I got fired, and one of the young ladies who still worked there told me, she said, hey, Jim told me to tell you that this other company's hiring. And so I immediately applied there and got hired and then found my way into a really dope career path.
Okay. It worked out the way it needed to work.
And I'm going to say this, should I have been fired? No.
Okay. See,
Should I have been employed there? No.
That's that catch 23.
Yeah. Like there's that weird space of but we gonna get out of here on this, but before we get out of here, because I want to talk about this real quick, because we've been talking relationships a little bit. Should Kanye West beat up Pete Davidson?
No.
Okay. Really?
No. Why?
Really?
Why?
I don't know.
But why?
You can't. I don't know where their level of. They're not friends.
No, they're not.
But.
Better question is, how did Pete Davidson pull that?
I'm going to say this. If I was Kanye West, I might beat up Pete Davidson.
Why?
Why not?
Why?
No. Why not?
Because it's stupid.
Okay, and?
Bruh, I mean, the way that the relationships go in the industry anyway.
No, I would still beat up Pete Davis.
I mean, if you just want to swing on somebody.
Yeah.
Davis is the dude to swing on.
Yeah, I would just swing on Pete Davis.
Is he black? Is he white?
He's white.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
100%?
Yeah.
He has no color in his family whatsoever?
Nah, he's just Pete Davis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd fight him. Mm. I would just fight him on GP. Nigga, that's my wife. You're fucking my wife. If you come home and somebody's fucking your wife, you gonna fuck them up.
Take two to tango.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if I come home and you fucking my wife, I may beat you up.
Okay.
Yeah, that's still, still
fair
my wife.
Game.
Yeah,
fair game.
I'm not saying he's right in fucking him up, but I'm just saying, like, yeah.
Just for the hell of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with it.
Kanye professed his undying love, and like a day later, she was like, nigga, I'm single. Yeah, I would beat him up.
I just want to know how Pete Davis pulled that though.
Hey, y'all, check it out. We are about to bounce. We're going over to the YouTube side. Make sure y'all like, subscribe, and all that. Rest of this is going to be on YouTube tomorrow morning or whenever you're watching this in the morning. What's the most embarrassing thing you done did behind a female, man?
That?
So take that out. Take that out. You can't use that. That's the book.
Second to that. I can't think. Anything come to your mind? Let me think for a minute.
Embarrassing.
What's the one bad thing I've done?
I think the most embarrassing thing that I've done. Oh, do I admit this? Fuck it, I'm gonna admit it. I once, one time and one time only. Oh shit. Now we can move on.
Move on.
I say it. I went through a chick phone once and called the nigga.
Yo, and called the nigga is the headline.
Yeah, I went through Chick-fil-A once and called the nigga. Yeah, like,
how did that go?
Walk us
slow.
Well,
walk us through
it,
this.
It didn't go. Okay, so
what spurred you to do that in the first place?
Because me and my girl was having moments, and the relationship was falling apart, but we were living together, right? And so I was in Georgia, and
it's funny you say that. Don't lose your train of thought. It's funny you say that. I've had the thought before the relationship physically ends. Do both parties know it's already over?
No.
Okay.
No. Sometimes.
All right, we'll come back to that. Yeah.
So, she's in the front part of the house. I'm in the back part of the house, and I hear her phone chime.
Ah, okay.
And I'm like, who the fuck is this?
But Paige. Why? But why would you think that?
Cause
shit.
Cause we was going through it. We was on the outs. Like our situation was falling apart.
Can't tell. Her homegirl can't hear her. Okay.
You know what? I wrote this in a poem too. You ever be with a chick and her phone go off and she light up?
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? Like her phone go off and she smiled.
Face just bright, man.
It was that. Okay. Like her phone go off and
fuck got you smiling so hard.
Right. Yeah. Fuck got you smiling so hard. So phone go off and I'm like, oh shit, hold on. So this night, man, her phone went off. I was like, and what's crazy is I opened the phone. It was a flip phone. And her phone had a chime on it.
Okay.
So when I opened it, it was like, do-do-do-do. And I saw the nigga name.
Uh-huh.
So, but I was like, oh, shit. So I closed the phone back.
Yeah.
She comes in the room, grabs her phone, and walks out. And I'm like, fuck. And so, like, the next day, I just grabbed her phone. And, like, well, she went around and opened it. She was in the shower. Boom. Got that nigga number. Called him from the office phone the next day. Like, this is a 3-day event.
Yo.
This nigga answered the phone. Hello?
Yo.
And I ain't say shit.
Got all the way there.
Yeah, I got there and bitched up. Hello? Let me just sit there.
A dry text kind of hits hard.
To who?
You don't get affected by...
Nah.
If you reach out to somebody with some shit that you expect, you know, is gonna draw a certain response and they just hit you with, like, I sent this chick
dick pic. sent a dick pic.
Not talking about this situation.
Sent the chick a dick pic and she was like, whom?
Not that day, no.
H-M-P-F.
Hey, that's better than that's cute. That's cute. No, we was about to do the pop-up. And she had been saying, man, I need to get y'all some of y'all stuff. And, you know, we've been talking, kicking. She tried to, you know, be flirty or whatever. So I was like, yo, come through, grab some shit. Shared it with her. Thanks for sharing.
Oh.
I said, oh, what I do to you? Damn.
Okay, I can see that.
Yeah, that sure hurt my feelings. I guess I didn't respond in the way she had been wanting me to respond all the other times. So now I said something. She's like, nah, nigga, you already tell your draws with me. Thanks for sharing.
That, yeah. Nah, you know what? Nah. Because if I don't care, I don't care. Like, if I don't care, then I don't care. Like, we about to do a pop-up, come through. Me and my buddy, side note, me and my buddy had a whole argument because my buddy said that women with tattoos, he was very specific, women with tattoos won't find a man that'll marry them.
Interesting.
That's a thing he said.
Like ever.
Because I showed him a picture of the HGG Instagram crush.
Okay. She has a great many tattoos.
So what y'all don't know is HGG has a Instagram crush.
Like, we as a whole.
Yes. We as...
Like, wait.
Face isn't included. Face isn't included in the HGG Instagram crush.
Damn. So the HGG minus face.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Instagram crush.
Let's be honest. We have an Instagram crush because she
is gorgeous.
We collectively will, like, if somebody sees her first, we will post her in the group chat like, yo.
But not like the HGG group
not
chat.
Not that, right.
It's the us group chat.
It's the us group chat. Yeah. Should we include face in the
Will he appreciate it?
I don't know that he would appreciate it. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
And there's no need for, like, Sonia to look on his phone one day and it's just her. like he did nothing. We just
we just keep saying,
Am I here or no?
No. Wait, why do you want to cuss?
I don't want to. It's a part of my natural slang, I guess.
Then no, you can't. If you have to ask if you can cuss, then you can't cuss.
Well, I have a question.
What?
How come I can't say the N-word? Like, in front of y'all.
Oh, are we doing that right now? Did you ask me that on air? You asked me that? How come you can't say the N-word in front of who?
Parents in general. Like, my parents.
Okay, this is going to be a different conversation, okay? Mm-hmm. Because I don't care if you say the N-word.
Okay.
Because I say the N-word. Mm-hmm. Now, why can't you say it in front of your mother? And
I think that's different. Like, if I'm talking, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, let's say I'm talking to Kenneth, right? And I call Kenneth the N-word.
Right.
And they hear it. Would that make me in trouble for calling? I get my parents cuss, right? But they'll say the N-word to some of their fellow African-American friends, right?
Who?
Me, Anthony.
Oh.
In general. I've heard him say.
Okay. Have you heard me say the N-word?
Yes.
Okay.
This morning in the car.
Oh, I called somebody the N-word in the car this morning?
No, you were singing it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but is it possible? Like, if I'm singing a song, right?
Uh-huh.
And a cuss word happens to show up. Can I finish the lyric out by cussing?
Are you asking for permission?
Yes.
I'm not the... Here's what I will say. First of all, to answer your question about the N-word, I say nigga all the time. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to tell you can't say nigga. Here's what I will tell you, and we've had this conversation in other spaces before. You have to watch. You have to watch your language around certain people, though, right? Yeah, like your grandparents. Like
I don't cuss around grandparents.
I don't.
That's unacceptable.
I don't cuss around my mom, mm-hmm. But that's because she's my mom. Yeah, we'll be there.
Word.
Peace.
I don't have a sign off yet, and peace out, bitches. Is
peace
running
out, bitches well, works.
Or just peace.
Peace out, bitches. That's it. Peace out. Bitches.
Thinking real quick before I say bye. I think.
Life at face value. We can keep. But that's coming up 24th this month, right? No, we not. Okay, never mind. We gonna cut that out. Okay.
Peace out, bitches.
End of the show. End of the show.
Peace out, bitches.